And now, Don Blackwell.
Frequently you hear the statement, attend the church of your choice. You see it on bumper stickers, in newspapers, and other places. But any time we talk about something in religion of my choice, trouble will surely follow. The Bible says in Proverbs 16:25, there is a way that seems right unto a man, but its end is the way of death. When someone says, attend the church of your choice, he implies that there is more than one church from which to choose. The Bible, however, says that there is one church. Ephesians chapter 1 and verses 22 and 23 says that God has put all things under Christ's feet and gave him to be the head over all things to the church, which is his body. The Bible says that the church is the body of Christ, and it refers to it in the singular form, the church. Ephesians 4:4 says that there is one body. Now, friends, if the body is the church and there is one body, then there is indeed only one church. Today we want to talk about the question, is the church of your choice the right choice? Particularly, we want to consider the Roman Catholic Church. Is the Roman Catholic Church the church of the Bible? The first point in today's lesson deals with the origin of the Roman Catholic Church. In Acts chapter 2, the Lord established His church. And the Bible says that of that early church, they had all things in common, Acts 2:44. It says they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine, Acts 2:42. But as often been the case throughout history, things rarely continue that well for very long. In fact, a few years later, the apostle Paul told the Ephesian elders, "For I know this, that after my departure, savage wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. Also, from among your own selves, men will rise up, speaking perverse things, to draw away the disciples after them." Acts 20:29 and 30. The Apostle Peter wrote, "There will be false teachers among you, who will secretly bring in destructive heresies, even denying the Lord who bought them. And many will follow their destructive ways." 2 Peter 2:1. Paul wrote to the gospel preacher Timothy, "Now the Spirit expressly says that in the latter times some will depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons, speaking lies and hypocrisy, having their own conscience seared with a hot iron, forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God created to be received with thanksgiving." 1 Timothy 4, 1-3. Friends, notice particularly that the Holy Spirit said that some who would depart from the faith would forbid marriage and command abstinence from certain meats. Keep this in mind as we study the Roman Catholic Church. It wasn't very long until these departures that were said would come did come. Many people did depart from the faith. The first major departure was in how the church was governed. In the New Testament, Christ is the only head of His church, and each congregation is ruled by elders, men who are also called bishops, pastors, shepherds, and overseers. These are all terms that refer to the same group of men who are elders. No one elder had any special authority over any other elder. But soon men began exalting one elder above another and reserving for him alone the title of bishop. Soon individual bishops were presiding over several congregations within a district. Eventually, these bishops began meeting to discuss problems. These meetings resulted in the formation of human rules to be followed by the churches. Friends, by this time, men had drastically departed from God's Word. This departure continued until finally, in AD 606, Boniface III took upon himself the title of universal bishop. Ultimately, the title of Pope was used in reference to this exalted Roman bishop. In 1054, the Roman Catholic Church split over the use of icons or images in worship. As a result of this split, the eastern portion of the church came to be known as the Greek Orthodox Church. In the 16th century, the Protestant Reformation resulted in the formation of many new churches, breaking away from the powerful Roman Catholic Church. The second point in our lesson today, as we examine the Roman Catholic Church, is to notice some truths that are taught by this religious group. Before we begin to discuss the errors, it seems good to point out that there are some areas in which they do teach the truth. For example, number one, the Roman Catholic Church believes in one God of heaven and three persons of the Godhead. Friends, this cannot be said for all religions. Many people believe in multiple gods, or gods other than the God of the Bible, or even no God at all. The Roman Catholic Church does believe that Jesus is the Son of God. It believes that Christ is deity. Some religious groups, such as the Jehovah's Witnesses, deny even this basic truth. The Roman Catholic Church does believe that the Bible is the Word of God. It does believe in the resurrection of the dead and eternal reward and punishment. That is, they believe in heaven and hell. The Roman Catholic Church upholds family values and supports the sanctity of the home. They stand for morality, and they oppose abortion. And so in these areas, we commend them for standing where the Bible stands. But friends, the next point is very important, and that is to notice the errors of the Roman Catholic Church. The first point that we want to notice as we are considering departures from the faith in the Roman Catholic Church is that the Catholic Church claims to be the one church of the New Testament. They claim to be the one true church of the Lord. Pope Pius IX said, "It must be held by faith that outside the Apostolic Roman Church, no one can be saved, that this is the only ark of salvation." We ask then, is it true that the Roman Catholic Church is the one true church of the Bible? Friends, how do you distinguish if something is genuine? You look at it and you examine its markings. You look at its characteristics and you scrutinize them carefully. If I were looking, trying to identify my car in a parking lot, I would look for its distinctive characteristics. I would look for the type of car. I would look for the color of car. In fact, I might even look at the license plate to be sure that this is indeed my car. What if someone were trying to identify money or currency as genuine? Well, the color might be examined. The type of ink might be looked at very carefully. The detail and printing, all of these things would be examined to be sure that this is indeed genuine. Friends, my approach to the church is going to be very similar. Because for a church to be the true church of the New Testament, it must be identical to the New Testament pattern. And the Roman Catholic Church is not. Friends, the church of the New Testament was established in A.D. 33 in Acts chapter 2, while the Catholic Church was established in A.D. 606. We also learn that the Church of the New Testament was established in Jerusalem, according to Isaiah chapter 2, verses 1 and 2, while the Roman Catholic Church was established in Rome. And so very simply, from these first two facts, we understand that the Roman Catholic Church is not the Church of the New Testament. We're going to notice some more marks that do not match the Church of the New Testament as we continue this study. A second thing we want to notice about the Roman Catholic Church as we consider her errors is that the Roman Catholic Church believes the Bible to be inadequate. That is, she does not believe that the Bible is all that we need. The Roman Catholic Church believes that the decrees of the Pope and traditions have equal authority to the Bible. James Cardinal Gibbons wrote, "Do not tell me that the Bible is all-sufficient, or if you believe it is self-sufficient, cease your instructions." This quote is from The Faith of Our Fathers by James Cardinal Gibbons, page 67. He also stated in that same book on page 73, "We must therefore conclude that the Scriptures alone cannot be a sufficient guide and rule of faith, because they cannot, at any time, be within the reach of every inquirer, because they are not of themselves clear and intelligible, even in matters of the highest importance, and because they do not contain all truths necessary for salvation." Another quote by a Catholic source says, "Like two rivers flowing from paradise, the Bible and divine tradition contain the Word of God. Of the two, tradition is to us more clear and safe." Friends, the Catholic Church is teaching that the Bible is not all-sufficient, that the decrees of the Pope have equal authority, and that the tradition that has been passed down through the ages also must be accepted as being from God. But the Bible tells us that with the Scriptures alone, we have all that God intended for man. 2 Timothy 3:16 and 17 says, "All Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work." Also, 2 Peter chapter 1 and verse 3 and Jude in verse 3 teach us the same thing, and that is the all-sufficiency of the Bible. I want you to notice also that the Roman Catholic Church holds to a number of errors that blatantly contradict the Bible. The first one is that the Roman Catholic Church refers to their priest as Father. This is one of the most amazing and most blatant violations of the Holy Scripture committed by any religious group. In Matthew 23 and verse 9, Jesus said very clearly, very plainly, "Do not call anyone on earth your father, for one is your father, he who is in heaven." Also, the Roman Catholic Church has a separate priesthood. The Roman Catholic Church adopted a system very similar to that of Judaism, in which priests were considered to be God's representatives. And these priests have the power to pronounce the forgiveness of sins. But the Bible teaches that all Christians are priests. 1 Peter 2 and verse 5 says, "You also, as living stones, are built up a spiritual house, a holy priesthood, to offer up spiritual sacrifices acceptable to God through Jesus Christ." Friends, the Bible teaches there is only one mediator between God and man, and that is Jesus Christ. 1 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 5. Just from the marks that we have noticed so far, it is evident that the Roman Catholic Church is not the Church of the New Testament. And so as we consider the question, is the Church of your choice the right choice? If your choice is the Roman Catholic Church, then it is not. Friends, the Bible does teach that there is only one church, and the way that a person becomes a member of that church is by hearing the gospel, believing it, repenting of his sins, confessing his faith in Christ, and being baptized in water for the remission of sins. We'll continue this study in our next program. We hope that you'll rejoin us at that time.